Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May the 7th. And the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices for July corn down a penny and a quarter at 467 and three quarters. July wheat down 11 and a half cents at 637 and a quarter. And July beans down 7 cents at 1241 and three quarters. A little bit lower overnight. I was kind of expecting a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday today. I think that's all we're really seeing out here. The Stats Canada wheat came in on the light side, 11.76 million metric tons. They were looking for 12.2. The canola was a little bit lighter. They were looking for 8.3. They got 8.26. So I don't think that'll be a big deal out here. Crop ratings improved on the wheat 1 percentage point. I think that was a bit of a surprise to the market. I think that's why we're down overnight. The corn is 36% planted versus 39 on average. So we're now below that. But I think we'll certainly catch up in the next couple of weeks. The beans are 25% planted versus 21 on average. And spring wheat is 47% planted versus 31%. So we're way ahead on the spring wheat. So, you know, overall, the corn should be supported. We're getting a big line of storms in Chicago. It's moving in from Iowa. It's swept across the entire state from west to east. It's coming into Illinois. We're looking at some pretty heavy rains here. But then for the next 10 days, we look pretty dry much around the Midwest. So I don't think there'll be any real planting delays. And I think that's probably putting some pressure on the grains here. The crude oil is down 38 cents a barrel. That's about 40 off its lows. Rest of the markets kind of look mixed out here. No big moves one way or the other. But, we had really nice action yesterday. To see a little bit of a setback here wouldn't be surprising. The 100-day moving average now gives us some pretty good support at 459 in the corn. On the wheat, the 200-day moving average gives us some support at 624. And the beans, the 100-day moving average has support at 1220. So we could, back off here a little bit today and maybe tomorrow morning. And then I think we come back before the reports on Friday. I think they're going to be a little bit friendly toward the corn, beans, and wheat. So hopefully the funds will cover more. Right now, I've got the funds short 180,000 corn. They're now even in the wheat. They're short 70,000 beans. They're long 85,000 meal and short 52,000 oil. So hopefully we'll see more fun covering in corn and beans before the reports on Friday. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.